Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Webb moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Webb scores. Pickering moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to third for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Falk reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Fox scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Hadley Senby now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pickering out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee Senby covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee Senby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee Senby moves to second. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lee Senby moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Senby scores. Rhein moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Pete Appleton now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhein moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Lee Senby juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee Senby. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields the ball and throws to Lee Senby covering. Safe. Burnett moves to third. Com moves to second. Wilsey Moore now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Com scores. Averill moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Oliver moves to third. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Montague fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Ed Morris now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Myatt trying to get to home. Morris throws to Connolly, who tags Myatt for the out. One out. Odell Hale pinch runs for Ed Montague. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Sweeney moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Sweeney moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. There goes Morgan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive towards left. Vosmick chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Vosmick. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Bobby Reeves now playing second base. Rabbit Warsler now playing shortstop. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 5 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Reeves moves to third. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vozmik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-4 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connolly moves to second. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Ed Morris. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-5 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Connolly moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Connolly scores. Rothrock scores. Reeves moves to third. It's 11-6, Indians. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Reeves scores. Sweeney moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, Indians. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.